It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's Veterans Day 2014. The awarding of a medal is just one of the many ways we honor the brave men and women who have served our country. Sometimes those medals are lost, stolen, or simply discarded. Reuniting lost medals to their rightful owners and families has become the work of Captain Zachariah Fike, founder of Purple Hearts Reunited, who joins us from his home in Vermont. Captain Fike, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And a good Veterans Day to you. Would you begin by telling our listeners about the history behind the awarding of the Purple Heart?
Sure. It started with General George Washington during the Revolutionary War. It was actually not the Purple Heart. It was called the Badge of Military Merit. It was a cloth patch, purple in color, shaped as a heart, and on the front said Merit. It was hand-stitched. Many people believe Martha, his wife, did it herself. And that award was first issued on August 7, 1782 in Newburgh, New York, to three soldiers from Connecticut. Back then, it wasn't for being wounded. It was more so for honor, much like the Medal of Honor today. They believe many more were issued, but because of time and a lot of records being destroyed, they're not really sure. That decoration kind of disappeared for over 100 years. And it wasn't until the early 1930s that General Douglas MacArthur, a veteran of World War I himself, a wounded veteran, decided that we needed to do something to honor the veterans of World War I. Pushed Congress to design the medal. The medal was first issued February 22, 1932. It has a lot of characteristics, much like the Badge of Military Merit. It has General George Washington's bust on the front, and if you turn the medal on its backside, it says for military merit. February 22nd, 1932, historically, is the 200th anniversary of General George Washington's birthday. Since that first issue, they awarded over 100,000 to veterans from World War I. So a lot of these veterans got their medals for the first time 16, 17 years after the fact. And since then, our nation has awarded about an estimated 1.8 million Purple Hearts in our history.
And the stipulation now is that in order to earn one, you must be wounded in battle, in combat.
Yeah, exactly. You have to either shed your blood on the field of combat or sacrifice your life. If you die in combat, they're called posthumous Purple Hearts. The government will, even today, they started in World War II, will engrave your name on the back of the medal, and then that's presented to your spouse if you're married. And if you're single, it'd be presented to your parents.
You are the recipient of a Purple Heart. Would you tell us the story behind your receiving this honor?
Nothing special, just in Afghanistan. I was hit by a rocket on September 11th of 2010. And I'm fortunate to be here. And there's a lot of guys that didn't make it home that year. We lost over 500 servicemen in 2010 in Afghanistan. It was the bloodiest year of the war.
Well, being hit by a rocket certainly sounds medal-worthy to most of us, I'm sure. What was the impetus for the founding of Purple Hearts Reunited?
I deployed to Iraq in 2005, 2006, and any man or woman that goes to combat comes back a different person. Might not seem like it to that person, but you know, those around you can definitely see some changes. It's just part of life. And for me, I needed an outlet. A lot of veterans need outlets, someone to talk to, maybe a hobby. And I found that hobby through collecting antiques. Don't ask me why. No one in my family collects antiques. I just like old things. I like how they were made. They were made with care. They were made with the American hand versus stuff today that's made out of plastic. As I started to venture into these antique shops, I started to see discarded military items. Helmets, uniforms, letters from the war back home. And being from a military family, it really broke my heart. You know, that could have been my father's items. It could have been my grandfather's items. And I started to rescue them. And, you know, I started to become, if you will, a military collector. And for Christmas in 2009, my mom tried to buy me something along those lines. And she found a posthumous Purple Heart in an antique shop, and she paid $100 for it.
Wow, that's incredible. Take us through the process of how you reunite a medal with the owner or their family.
Sure. Much like the first medal we received, you know, I noticed that name on the back, and it drove me to find out everything I could about him. And when I Googled his name, there was nothing. A lot of these veterans, in a way, don't exist. There's no story. There's no pictures. They're just a name on an honor roll, and that's really sad. And it drove me to find out as much information as possible. So through the name, we're able to verify, you know, their service, who they served with, and where they died. And then using simple search engines like Ancestry.com or Fold3, we're able to piece together their family, you know, history. We start with the grandparents, move down to their parents, and then, of course, siblings, until we can locate someone that's living. Once we make that initial contact, we give family options. We don't want to push families into something they're not comfortable with. Some families are very private, and they just ask that the medal is sent to them, no questions asked. But some families want to do a ceremony to re-honor them. You know, they never had a ceremony back in the 1940s. So they look for a way to bring the family back together again, share some fond memories, and then, of course, bring some closure to their lives by remembering who they were. And these ceremonies happen typically in their hometowns. So we'll travel to wherever the family lives. They're within the community, so the communities will participate. They're very educational, very emotional, if you can imagine, and definitely needed. It definitely brings a lot of closure to the family's lives. A part of that is framing all of the medals. So not only will they get the Purple Heart, but through our research, we'll determine what other decorations they would have been entitled to. And free of charge to the families, we'll get those all professionally framed. And that's what's presented to the family at the return ceremony.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, talking with Captain Zachariah Fike, who is the founder of Purple Hearts Reunited, an organization that reunites lost medals to their rightful owners. And I'm curious how families react, Zachariah, when you reunite them with a loved one's medal.
Their reaction is essentially the primary reason of why we're doing this. I've done over 100 returns to date. I've been adopted by every one of those families. I probably have 40 to 50 new mothers across the country. My son, who's 14 months, has more knitted clothes than he'll ever be able to wear in a lifetime. It really impacts their lives. It's brought families together. It's brought closure for some at the last moments of their lives. And to see that emotion and see that change means the world to me. And those legacies, these veterans need to be remembered, and they need to be passed from one generation to the next within those families.
Would you tell us about a medal that you recently returned to the Pittsburgh area?
Sure. According to a couple that contacted me on Facebook, they were jogging on a local track. It was in February, I believe, in the wintertime, so there was probably some snow on the ground. And by chance, they came across a Purple Heart medal. On the back was the name John McInnes, and they quickly Googled and found Purple Hearts Reunited. Luckily, the search was pretty easy. Unfortunately, John died in 2009, and it listed his family. Obituaries are a really good tool because they pretty much list all of the next of kin. So we were able to locate his niece, and according to her, this was, you know, her grandpa. She was, I guess, according to her, his favorite. And before he died, he bestowed his medal onto her, and it meant the world to her. She kept that medal in her purse, her pocketbook, and took it everywhere she went, which is very common for a lot of females within these veteran families. Wives would carry these medals in their pockets as a reminder of who they were. She jogs at the same track, and it sounds like someone broke into her vehicle and stole her purse. And if I was to guess, I would imagine they thought it was of no value and just simply threw it on the ground. And that's how it was discovered.
And tell us about the medals that you've been receiving in the mail as more people learn about Purple Hearts Reunited.
Yeah, believe it or not, we get about 2 to 3 medals a week. It's pretty astonishing. I've never thought it would get to this level. We currently have over 200 medals, primarily Purple Heart medals, that we're trying to return to families. It's not slowing down. It's pretty much for one man. It's overwhelming. But I believe in it, and we'll continue to move forward. And my goal is to return every single medal that we receive.
Captain Zachariah Fike is the founder of Purple Hearts Reunited. Captain Fike, thank you for your service to our country, the families of servicemen, and for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
If you don't mind, I'd like to say one other thing.
Sure.
It's not easy for me to do. I'm a prideful person. I don't like asking for help. But we could use some help. Each one of these returns cost around $1,200 to conduct. Believe it or not, these medals are often traded on the collection market. The average posthumous Purple Heart goes for around $300. If you can tie some history to that medal, it obviously adds value. So a lot of these medals we're rescuing from Craigslist, eBay, etc. Framing, if you've had anything professionally framed recently, it's not cheap. And then, of course, travel to the hometowns. We are actively looking for businesses to sponsor returns. We will give them full credit for doing so. And just people in the community that want to support and see one of these medals get home to the families, we would really appreciate that help. And our main goal is just to return, like I said, every single medal that we receive.
Well, we will be sure to put a link to your website on our website at WESA.FM. And again, Captain Zachariah Fike, thank you so much for joining us on this Veterans Day.
Hey, thank you. God bless, and God bless America.
Coming up, actor and Pittsburgh native David Conrad joins us. He's currently an artist in residence at the Kiske School, and he's directing the school's production of the Iraq War drama Gold Star Ohio. You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.